The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So, hello. Hello and welcome, everyone, to Happy Hour. I'm very happy to see you. Very happy to see you. So for the theme for today, our practice together, I'd like to invite us to consider, as we practice metta, compassion, the heart qualities tonight, as we bring them in, the invitation is to pay attention, maybe drop in the question as to where is the rub? Where is the rub? Where is the rub in my experience? Where is the rub? And dropping in this question with gentle curiosity, with care, with love, as if you're asking a little child who's fallen on the playground and they're hurting, and you say, "Sweetie, where are you hurting? Where is the rub? Where are you hurting? Where should I plant a kiss?" And usually with little kids planting a kiss where they say, "It hurts here on my knee." You plant a kiss. It's like, "Oh, it's okay." So with that kind of a gentleness with ourselves, that sense of curiosity, gentleness, "Sweetie, where is the rub? Sweetie, where is the rub? Where does it hurt?" And the rub might be very subtle. For many of us, it's subtle. It might be, "Oh, I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed with all the emails I need to answer." "Oh, sweetie, yes. You're pushing yourself. This is challenging." So instead of, "Come on, get it together, let's get going," there's a sense of tenderness, kindness, holding where the rub is. So the invitation here is to turn our attention, to start to really tune into where does it hurt? Where is the rub? Where is the rub? Because often we don't see where the rub is, or we see it and we add more insult to injury, or we push ourselves through or disregard it, or maybe the self-pity comes up. "Oh, poor me, this is terrible." So none of that is really helpful and needed. Again, with the same attitude we would have towards someone we care about, a little child that we care about, at the same time, when that happens, when say a child has fallen on the playground, we don't fall into grief with them, fall into pain. There's a sense of stability that we have. There's a sense of strength as an adult that we show. "Sweetie, it's okay. You're hurting. Let me kiss where it's hurting. Let me kiss where it's hurting." And the child is both comforted and also subtly they get the message that, "Oh, it's okay. The sky isn't falling. It's okay." There's a sense of stability that this adult has. So can we do that for ourselves? Can we have the sense of parenting, and in many cases, reparenting for ourselves? And again, no need to go and fish for all the sadness and sorrow. The deepest, most challenging things, just being present with what emerges in this moment from, say, today. And it could be very subtle, it could be very light, it could be, "My body is achy right now." That's where the rub is. Or my mind is achy, or my heart is achy, or I miss my friends. So it could be very subtle, or it could be grief or sorrow, whatever it is. So a light touch. I think that's what I'm also trying to bring in for this practice, a light touch of holding, as if you're placing a kiss, a light kiss on where it hurts for yourself. Okay. All right. So with that, I've spoken plenty. So let's begin. That is the frame. Let's begin. So as always, we begin by landing with the body. You can sit, you can lie down. See what your body needs in this moment. There are no shoulds, no shoulds whatsoever. What is the most caring thing you can do? An expression of care. Relaxing. Letting go of any tension or holding in the muscles. Any contraction. The forehead, the jaw, the neck and shoulders. Let them land, putting down the proverbial weight they've been carrying. Inviting your heart. Heart center. Space of emotions, inviting your heart to relax, to feel safe. It's okay. Whatever is happening in this moment, it's okay. It can be just as it is. Inviting your arms. The upper arms and lower arms and hands. To let go of their weight. And continuing down the body with the chest, with the trunk, inviting the abdomen to soften. No need to hold, no need to hold it in. And no need to intentionally breathe. The breath knows how to breathe you. You've been breathing all these years without any effort. Thank you very much. So let it happen, the breathing. Let it happen on its own. Getting out of the way. And marveling at this body that knows how to breathe. It knows how to operate in these ways. The parasympathetic nervous system. Inviting the center of gravity to come down, down, down. To your lower abdomen, not in the head, not in the control tower. And receive the breath. Hello, dear breath. Hi. Each breath landing, arriving, letting go more deeply. Into the chair, into the cushion, letting your weight drop. All the tension, entire upper body, releasing, releasing into your sit bones, releasing into the sit bones. And the legs, upper legs releasing, knees releasing their weight, lower legs and feet releasing their weight. The feet grounded, touching the earth. You're sitting in a chair or on a cushion. Your entire lower legs, your legs, your sit bones. Grounding, grounded like a well-rooted tree. Here, here, and just letting the breath be received in the abdomen, not in the head, not thinking about the breath, as if the abdomen, the belly, was an organ of perception, receiving, deliciously receiving the breath like a gift. The entirety of this gift of the in-breath, the entirety of this relaxing gift of the out-breath. Seeing the breath, another minute or two, settling, tilling the soil. Of calm abiding here, now. And if thoughts are arising, not a problem. This is what's here right now. Hello, thoughts. Hi, friends. I greet you, I see you. I offer you up in this moment. Please come back later. Smilingly, smilingly. Knowing how nourishing it is, just be with the breath and the body here. And now you are welcome to stay. Stay with the breath, stay with the body, with the sense of well-being that may have arisen. Just sitting, receiving the breath. Supported by others, by friends, Sangha members, Sangha sitting together. Together in different places, different time zones. So you can continue to stay with the breath and the body if you wish. Or if you like, you can drop in the invitations. That I will bring about in a minute. Staying embodied, feeling your feet, feeling the feet, feeling the sit bones, feeling the hands, feeling the breath in the abdomen. Wherever there is comfort in the body, staying embodied, dropping in the invitation, if you wish. Is there a rub? Is there a rub? Where is the rub? If any. Your experience right now. And don't go fishing for it. If nothing comes up, that's okay. There may be a sense of well-being, stability, which is lovely, lovely to continue to nourish. Sense of well-being. sense of contentment. So no need to go and fish for it. Metta, loving kindness, care, could be simply caring for this being who is myself in this moment. By receiving the breath, relaxing the body, being here, here for myself. The sweetest way to whisper to oneself, I love you, I'm here for you, it's okay. Simply this can be our metta practice for tonight. Simply this being. And if you drop in the question, something comes up about, oh, where is the rub? Maybe somewhere in the body or in the heart space, the emotional space. Just as you may put a little kiss on a hurting knee of a little kid who's fallen in the playground, lovingly, caringly, saying, I'm here, I care, it's okay. Fully well knowing that the kiss is not intended to make it go away. Love, metta, compassion are not hammers like a game of whack-a-mole to make pain disappear. No. They're blankets of care to support healing. Expressions of care. Knowing that it might need some time. This pain, the body and the heart, to move through. And it can be held with care, with a little kiss, letting it feel safe. See what is needed right now. Just breathing, or just being breathed and receiving with care. If sorrow, sadness, various challenging emotions arise, can we make space for them? Let the body, the heart be relaxed, soft, making space with care for all these guests who are visiting in this moment. With a sense of stability, groundedness, expansive heart for ourselves, if judgments are arising, challenging thought patterns, can we include them in the space of care, not believing them? Not believing them. Softening, relaxing the body, the heart. Oh, sweetheart, oh dear, no need, no need for all these slings and arrows. No need, sweetie, it's okay. Holding ourselves, our heart, our bodies with care. Blowing gentle kisses to where there may be a rub. Now, now, there, there. friendliness, friendliness towards everything that's arising, all thoughts, all emotions, all aches. Sometimes smiling at them, smiling with them, smiling with yourself. The pleasant with the challenging is a transformative tool, can be. Give it a try. If and when you find awareness loss in thought, can there be friendliness, lack of judgment? It's okay. It's all right. The mind is busy right now. It's okay. And gently, lovingly releasing. Landing into the deliciousness of the release with care. And for the last minute of this practice period, the sit, appreciating yourself for showing up, even if there was one mind moment of kindness and care cultivated towards yourself, moment of gentleness, a moment of non-judgment, yay, celebrating without judgment, letting go. If all the other moments were sleepy or distracted, not a problem, no problem. You're planting seeds. And even the seed, even one seed in this moment of appreciating yourself, thank you me for showing up, for hanging in here, for not judging myself for how this practice period was or wasn't. Yay, this is a moment of cultivating kindness. May all the moments of kindness we cultivate, all the seeds we plant in our hearts, flower to serve us and all beings in ways we cannot fathom, in ways we cannot imagine. May all beings everywhere be well, be free, including ourselves. Thank you all for your practice. So many ways to practice metta, kindness, care, loving kindness towards ourselves and others, with words, without words, with phrases, without phrases. So many ways. And this was another way tonight, with a sense of cultivating ease, cultivating stability, delight. And then if there is a rub, again, this example of placing a kiss on the knee of a little child who's fallen on the from the swing set, for example. It's okay, sweetie, it's okay. The same gentleness towards ourselves. Again, not using metta as a hammer to make pain and suffering go away, as sometimes we use it that way. Like, okay, practicing compassion to make it go away doesn't quite work that way. It's but holding, supporting what needs to be here, supporting it to move through. So, I'd love to hear from you. You can raise your Zoom hand if you like, especially if you haven't shared for a while. Well, I haven't been here for a while, for a whole week. So, and you can also share in chat if you wish. Any questions, reflections, discoveries, as a gift to the Sangha. Yeah. Appreciation coming on YouTube. Yes, and Aaron joining from Europe. It's probably very early in the morning there. So the floor is open. What did you discover? What happened, Wayne?
Well, where I went was I was trying to be present and aware and in the middle of the classrooms that I go into, and not, I don't know. It's like, I think actually part of it is that I'm, the poor kids are in such boring education. It's so boring. And so I kind of try to spice it up somehow. And I find myself turning into a 63-year-old seventh grader.
Mm.
And then I come back. I'm also it's a weird story. I have parents that are upset with me.
Mm.
Or they think I'm anti-Semitic and.
Oh. Ouch! Sorry to hear that, Wayne. See, it sounds like a longer story, but the part, yeah. So the part of the shorter story that I'm going to turn to, given the limited time in this space. So appreciate the care that you have clearly as a teacher of kids. You are there's so much care. You're trying to make it interesting for them, as you said, turning into a 63-year-old sixth grader, did you say?
Seventh grader,
yes. And so there's so much care, so much love. And that's beautiful to lean into the sense of care that you have for these young beings. So thank you for bringing that in and reflecting upon that. Yeah, thank you. So I see Ken's hand is up. Ken, please.
Thank you, Nikki. That was very powerful. First, just... the idea of kissing the part of me that hurts was really powerful for me. And then laying the blanket of care over myself, but not expecting. I mean, when I was kissing myself, I could feel stuff melting. And then when I put the blanket over, it was just so comforting. And then the cherry on the top of the whole thing was calling myself sweetheart.
Mm.
So that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you for sharing the report. Your report from the field, from the meta field. And my eyes are watery too, or teary. Thank you so much for this gift, sharing your practice. I'm touched. Thank you. And as I see others are too, heart signs are appearing. The Zoom space. It's very sweet. And Yerba says, I appreciate you saying how metta is not meant to take it away, but care for. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. And Jamie says, I found out last week that someone dear to me had died. Because of happy hour, I've been able to hold my feeling about his loss with tenderness and care. During the practice, I thought about him, and the kiss came easily. It really was okay. Oh, thank you, Jamie. Wow. Wow. Profound. I am so inspired by all of your practice. Deeply, deeply touched and inspired, dear Sangha. Thank you for your practice and for sharing it with the Sangha. So, the time has come for the invitation for us to turn to practicing with small sangha of three, size of three. And the invitation again, if you can stay, that would be lovely. If you have to go, understandable, but don't go because you're scared of, or if you don't feel like, oh, people, these are lovely people. You are lovely too. You are amazingly beautiful. Every single one of you How can you not possibly see how beautiful and amazing and lovely you are? So the invitation in the small group is we'll start with just 15 seconds of silent metta for one another. And then we're going to turn to sharing as much or as little as you wish with one another, and treat each other with kindness. Treat yourself with kindness. Treat each other with care and kindness. And again, if you have to go, completely understandable. And if you can stay, this is so precious to be able to practice with this lovely Sangha. So I'm going to make the rooms now and take care of yourself, take care of each other. Here we go. Rooms are open. Be free. May we all be safe. May we all be happy. Thanks, everyone. Be well. Take care.